Talk Business with Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, BCCI. Welcome as we hear the perspectives of various subject matter experts and stay up to date on the challenges and solutions around emerging and current trends in business, policies, trade, and more. Let's Talk Business, brought to you by the Barbados Public Workers Cooperative Credit Union Limited.
Good day and welcome to Let's Talk Business with the BCCI. Today we will be focusing on the subject, Towards a Healthier Barbados, the National Fight Against NCDs. Non-communicable diseases are the leading cause of death in Barbados. The situation adversely affects all Barbadians from all walks of life, from families and communities to workplaces. The Declaration of Mission Barbados, signed by the Social Partnership in 2023, includes addressing NCDs as one of its six missions. It speaks to the impact of NCD risk factors, such as sedentary lifestyles and unhealthy diets, on the health of Barbadians. In response, the BCCI and the NCD Commission intend to collaborate on initiatives and campaigns to combat NCDs, specifically in mobilizing the support and participation of private sector organizations to leverage resources and expertise in the effort to promote healthier lifestyles and improve public health outcomes. Today's Let's Talk Business discussion on the subject, Towards a Healthier Barbados, the National Fight Against NCDs, is part of an ongoing series initiated by the BCCI to increase public awareness and engagement on the increasing risks of NCDs and the need for collaborative action to mitigate this increasing problem. My name is Michelle Spencer, and I have with me the Honourable Davidson Ishmael, Minister of State in the Ministry of Health and Wellness, and Mr. James Jimmy Clark, the President of the BCCI, to share on this subject. Good morning, gentlemen. Now, let's start with this question. Mr. Minister, what are the primary concerns by the Ministry of Health and Wellness and the government in respect of NCDs and its impact on Barbadians?
Well, thank you so much, Michelle, for the question. And I'm very glad that we have this opportunity to speak on what I think is one of the most important discussions that we should have at this time as a nation. NCDs really and truly are one of the biggest health burdens that we have to manage at this point in time. Unfortunately, we have a situation where approximately 8 out of 10 of our people in Barbados are dying as a result of non-communicable diseases. And of course, many persons, after hearing a lot of the public education and awareness campaigns, will understand what the big four NCDs are. The big four NCDs at this point in time are cardiovascular disease, chronic respiratory conditions, cancers, and of course, diabetes. And those are the four main NCDs that are plaguing our society and are causing not only an increase in terms of our health burden and our expenditures on NCDs and the management of health of NCDs, but of course, they're also affecting us relative to productivity. And that's really where a lot of the concentration of this discussion is today, because we recognize that there is a dual effect or dual negative impact that NCDs are having on our society. One, they're causing us to spend more money to control, to mitigate, and to manage the NCD burden. But then, of course, they're also affecting us from the revenue perspective, how much money we're actually making as an economy and as a country and generating as an economy, because it is affecting us relative to productivity. Our people, unfortunately, are becoming disabled because of NCDs. Some of them are becoming more, they're what we call morbidity, is when persons have loss of their usual functions due to ill health. And then, of course, we know that some of our people are dying. As I said, 8 out of 10 persons are dying as a result of NCDs as well. So there's no sufficient underscoring of the importance of the NCD fight as we seek to address, redress, and control this plague that is affecting our country. I'm speaking again relative to the public sector and the private sector. In those spheres, we have, of course, high instances of absenteeism due to NCDs. Of course, because when persons are ill and their health is suffering, they then are not able to contribute productively to the workforce. And that's in both spheres, public and in private sphere. And of course, as a country that is heavily dependent on productivity and our people being able to contribute to our GDP, We cannot have anything at all that will be affecting our people. I will just close off this first part of the question by speaking to some of the underlying risk factors because of, I don't know if it's a positive, if we can look at it as a positive, NCDs are largely preventable. A lot of the things that we're dealing with relative to NCDs and the determinants and the risk factors associated with NCDs really are tied to people's lifestyle. So therefore, changes in lifestyle can actually help us to prevent the incidences of NCDs. And that's what we as a government are seeking to do. So one of those major predeterminants or key risk factors is relates to tobacco use, excessive tobacco use. And I think in Barbados, from a policy perspective, we've done a fairly good job of managing this. I think based on the last surveys right now, between the ages of 25 to 64, we have incidences of tobacco use at 7.1%. I think if I'm not mistaken, as one of the lowest in the region. And we're very happy to see that. And that's really because of significant policy, comprehensive tobacco control measures, which include legislation, taxation, and of course, as we all know, public health campaigns. The second risk factor that I would highlight is deaths that are high in sugar, salt, and of course, unhealthy fats such as trans fats. And I don't think I have to underscore, if you use too much sodium, if you use too much sugar, you run the risk of hypertension, you run the risk of diabetes, cancers. All of these things are tied. Ill health in general is tied to heavy use and heavy consumption of these things. And of course, when we consume too much unhealthy fats as well, it also increases the risk of cardiovascular disease as well. A sedentary lifestyle is the third risk factor. We have too many of our people that are not as physically active as they need to be. This is causing, and we know, society has changed. There was a time in Barbados where you almost walked everywhere you had to go. Transportation was not as accessible as it is today. And of course, there's progress on one hand, but on the other hand, it is also leading to us living very sedentary lifestyles. And this also is an underlying risk factor relative to the high incidence of NCDs. So we have to encourage our people to be more physically active so that they're able to reduce the risk associated with the onset of any of these NCDs. And physical activity, I think, by the World Health Organization is really as a minimum, at least 150 minutes per week for every adult. 150 minutes per week is a recommended length of time that we should have some level of physical exercise and activity during the course of every week. So a sedentary lifestyle is one of those things that we need to combat. And of course, the last one is excessive alcohol consumption. And of course, we do live in a society where alcohol is almost a very natural part of our everyday existence. Where we socialize, etc., we consume alcohol, but we're talking here about excessive consumption of alcohol. And that's where we need to be very careful as a society, because excessive use of alcohol has been linked to many NCDs, including liver disease, certain cancers such as breast and liver cancer, and of course, cardiovascular disease. So we need to make sure that we control and temper the amount of alcohol that we consume as well. So I'll stop there at this point in time.
Thank you, Mr. Minister. Mr. Clark, what are some of the concerns of businesses as it relates to the impact of these NCDs on the productive sector, particularly considering data which shows that the incidence of the NCDs are being seen in much younger people?
Thanks, Michelle. Thanks for having us on the program. So the concerns, of course, for impact of NCDs on the productive sector, if it's impacting probably the younger people who are coming along, it has a myriad of impacts. So negative outcomes for people, say, entering the workforce or in early on in their career, whereby they can't participate to the extent that they would if they did not have these various conditions and some of the more unsavory effects from the NCDs. Therefore, it means potentially the whole workforce, between aging workforce, new people coming in, and just this general issue of NCDs across the country, of which our workforce is part of it. It really doesn't bode well for Barbadians if this continues to accelerate, or even at the level it's in now is unacceptable, and if it continues to grow, it makes it even worse. So what does that mean? It means that when somebody's at work, are they capable of working? Are they there? How much time off is being taken to seek medical attention? What's their energy level when they're there? Can they really participate? Are they going to, for one of their peers, for example, who doesn't have these conditions, are they going to seem to be leaping ahead of them? And that creates, bad feelings and this type of stuff. So our concerns, and not to mention the loss of productivity, you have production schedules, you have contracts with which you need to meet certain timelines and certain deliverables and so on. And if you have that level of instability in your workforce, it makes it very difficult to do these things effectively. So it really is has a destabilizing impact on business, and the private sector is extremely concerned about it.
Now let's drill down just a little bit more, perhaps even in dollars and cents. What's the impact on the economy?
Well, according to some of the data that was provided by the chamber, it says that in 2015, now this is a while back, Barbados was spending about $64 million on cardiovascular diseases alone. And at that point, it was estimated that Barbados was losing about $145 million in missed work days and reduced productivity to workforce. And the cost of businesses, of course, who had to replace these people. I mean, I understand that the QAH spends 50% or more of its annual budget on NCD and NCD-related conditions. So the cost to the country is massive.
And I would add here, beyond the economic costs, there's also the impact on lives. I must underscore here that NCDs, persons who live with NCDs, it affects their overall way of living. We talk about morbidity and the fact that these persons are not able to function in the way that they normally would be able to function, which then has another impact, which is one of the broader groups of NCDs on mental health and wellness. There are many persons who, because they're dealing with chronic illnesses, whether it be diabetes, whether it be hypertension, cardiovascular disease, chronic respiratory illnesses, whatever it may be, many of them then have to go through a very tumultuous and stressful mental period in their lives, not only at the first knowledge of that NCD, but also as they then tackle the management of that NCD going forward and the adjustments to their lives that are going to be required. So beyond the very high economic costs, which we as a government see the importance of reducing, because those funds that we reduce from tackling NCD management, control, and mitigation, they can then be redirected towards other developmental activities. So not only from that economic perspective, but we also have to look at, when we talk about NCDs, the impact on the individual. We have to look at the impact on the individual's lives and their immediate sphere of influence and control. So their family members who live with them, who will also have to make adjustments in terms of their diet, in terms of how they handle that person and their condition, with reference to being able to provide aid and assistance to them where necessary, etc. So there's a broader societal impact when you have NCDs plaguing your population. So economic costs notwithstanding, very high. We need to address it. And as a government, we're introducing as many policies as possible. We're encouraging, even at the level of our children, to increase, to reduce the risk of childhood prevention, childhood obesity, actually. We're looking to see how we can increase not only knowledge and awareness to our children relative to good nutrition practices, but of course, we're encouraging increased physical activity amongst our youth as well. And many other things which are even spearheaded by what we have established since 2007 as our National Non-Communicable Diseases Commission. And this is the NCD Commission, which has been tasked with the responsibility of advising government relative to NCD management and control and mitigation. And they have been doing a fantastic job of taking the message to the public and also seeking to establish strong strategic partnerships between the government, the private sector, the NGO communities, civil society, the wider Barbadian public, and even regionally as well, because we all understand we're in this together, because we want to reduce these impacts, these negative impacts, the economic impact, but also the societal, social, physical, and human impact that we're also facing and bearing as a result of the high instances and burden of NCDs.
You've mentioned some of the efforts that have been made. What have you seen in terms of reducing this burden on the economy? What are some of the impacts that you're seeing, the outcomes that you're seeing?
We've actually received from the United Nations Interagency Task Force on the Prevention and Control of NCDs, we've actually received an award from them for a lot of the work that's being done locally in Barbados, especially as it relates to tobacco control. As I would have mentioned before, that is one of the risk factors and the determinants of NCDs that we have actually seen marked improvement in, where we've seen a reduction down to 7% at this point in time. And we continue to put strategies in place so that we can see that reduce even further. And of course, we continue to do a lot of public awareness, promoting healthy eating. We have a national nutrition policy that is underway and under development that we're working on right now. And of course, the Barbadian public would be aware of the school nutrition policy as well that would have been introduced in collaboration with the Ministry of Education as well. And these are things that, these are already initiatives that are taking some root. We're in the process of implementing them and seeing the effects of them as time goes by. But we do believe that this encouragement towards healthier lifestyles will help us to reduce the economic burden that we're facing relative to NCDs, and of course, reduce the societal impact as well. We're in the process of amending a lot of legislation and increasing regulatory frameworks. One such is the reduction or the elimination of trans fats from our industry-produced trans fats from our manufacturing seen from our distribution sector, so that come 2025, we expect that once those regulations come into effect and in force, that we will have the elimination of trans fats from our environment, from our food environment. And that is another win for Barbados, because we understand that trans fats are linked to a lot of these NCDs, which is in particular cardiovascular disease. And we want to ensure that that is one thing that is not accessible to the people of Barbados. So some of the environmental controls and some of the legislative and regulatory frameworks are already in train, and we are seeing that those things are reaping some fruit, but we have a lot more work to be done, and it is going to take a whole of country approach to tackling this burden of NCDs and this battle, as I call it, against NCDs. It's going to take the private sector, it's going to take workplaces coming on board, and we're so grateful with the partnership that we have once again in association with the Minister of Labor and Social Partnership to have the workplace, the national workplace policy that is already in effect, and we are right now in the process of driving increased and enhanced awareness of across the workplaces. And we're also very grateful for partnerships like that with the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry and other stakeholder groups in helping us to get the message further throughout not only workplaces, but to every individual in Barbados.
Mr. Clark, from your end, how has the private sector become involved in these initiatives?
So the private sector basically will work with the ministry, and we do work with the ministry in understanding to make sure that we work in tandem, that we have the outreach and then the ear of the private sector and so on, and that we can then be that liaison between the broader private sector and the NCD Commission. So this is, at regular meetings, updates, discussions amongst the programs, notes from the field, feedback, this type of thing, so that we see what's going on, where best to apply the, or how best to apply the transfer of knowledge, how best to get people involved and the awareness and so on, that we make this more like a whole movement rather than just this the particular program that's been put out, that make this something that people are aware of and they incorporate it into their daily lives as standard procedure rather than just as a nice to have. So basically then the chamber will roll out an initiative, BCCI Health Initiative, which will be rolled out next week. And this will be to engage the private sector around the topic of NCDs and ways and means in which to battle it.
Now, I know that Barbados Moves is a national initiative that was launched in 2018, and it was structured off Jamaica Moves. The aim of these initiatives was to reduce the burden of NCDs. And most recently, the Ministry of Health and Wellness held a wellness hike in July through St. John. So what are the health and wellness initiatives are being implemented by the government?
There are quite a few, and the length of this program will not allow us, so maybe we need to have a part two or part three or part four of this conversation. But Barbados Moves, as you rightly said, was launched in 2018, and it really is one of those things that is tied to a broader Caribbean initiative called Caribbean Moves. And we are a part of the steering, Barbados is a part of the steering committee for Caribbean Moves. And of course, we're trying to advance the agenda of the reduction of NCDs across the Caribbean, because we must put this in a global perspective. It is not just Barbados that is facing the onslaught of an issue with NCDs. It is really a worldwide and global issue. Unfortunately, within the Barbados context, because of our size, because of our limited resources and human resources and human capital being one of our most important resources, we really cannot allow anything such as NCDs to affect negatively our people and our ability to produce. So therefore, for us, the NCD burden is a little bit more acute, is a little bit more acute, and therefore it requires a more significant and strategic effort to be able to address it. Another such initiative that we have introduced in addition to the hikes, et cetera, which of course encourage physical activity, increase physical activity whilst people are able to enjoy the beauties of our environs, the beauty of our nation, our country. It helps not only with the physical activity, but also with mental wellness as well. But another recent initiative is our mobile clinic. And the mobile clinic is one that is really strategic relative to our primary care efforts as a Ministry of Health and Wellness. I know there's a lot of attention that is placed on tertiary healthcare, which would be our QEH, for example, where emergency care is delivered. But there's a broader health network and primary healthcare, which is our polyclinics, our general practitioners, etc., and general physicians. Those are the ones who really take care and manage the day-to-day health for people. So the mobile clinic allows us, as the terminology itself should connote, it really suggests that it is a mobile clinic. It's a clinic that moves from place to place. It is set up at different and strategic points, and it allows our people to be able to be screened for many of the NCDs that we're seeking to address. So they can get their diabetes testing done. They can get their hypertension testing done. They can get varied tests that would allow persons within the various communities across Barbados to know where they are, where they stand relative to NCDs. Of course, we have NCD collaboration. Our National Non-Communicable Diseases Commission is actually working on the NCD NGO forum. This is where we're going to be bringing together NGOs from across Barbados, and I think over 60 of them have already been confirmed, and they're coming and joining us at the LASC. And we're going to be speaking about social determinants of health. We're going to have breakout groups that are going to be focusing on NCD innovations. We're going to be talking, of course, about mental health and the connection to NCDs. We're going to talk about funding, of course, because a lot of this burden has to be funded. And we have to see how we can find innovative ways to fund outside of government and outside of taxes and other revenue sources. We need to find ways to fund and to fight back this NCD burden. We're going to have motivational talks as well. And of course, there will be featured addresses by key persons, including ministry officials like myself as well. In addition to that, we have an upcoming fiesta. And I must say that we're in the process right now of having some conversations relative to the month of September. And we're looking to increase the awareness of persons relative to health and wellness in the month of September. So stay tuned, as the Ministry of Health and Wellness and its various strategic partners will be hosting a number of health-related talks, activities, initiatives during the month of September. And our bicycle fiesta is one such activity that's going to be coming up at the latter part of September. Once again, we're focusing on increasing physical outdoor activity. We're encouraging persons to come out and cycle with us on that day. So more information will come. And that's being done in partnership with the Pioneers Creative Workshop and the Future Center Trust Trailway. Of course, so we can see that there's been growing awareness and of course, increased participation in our health-related activities, such as the walks and the hikes and all the runs and all the different activities. And that is good. But we know that there is significant work to be done, and it is a work in progress, so we can continue to reduce the burden and the costs associated with NCDs.
Mr. Clark, will there be incentives for businesses even to encourage staff members and anyone who is associated with that particular organization to come on board and get with this fight against NCDs?
I think the companies will generally get involved in terms of internally promoting health and wellness amongst their employees and then wider communities, even their suppliers or even people that they do business with and so on. And oftentimes, some of the The initiatives have often taken the form of a fun competition within the company. So, for example, like there was a one for steps a number of years ago. How many steps? And companies had prizes for people that participated, but also that had the most amount of steps per week or over a course of a month. This type of thing, and it basically made it a bit fun. Provided something, you know, as a kind of a goal to work towards and involvement and a bit of camaraderie as well around the whole topic of NCD. So this is generally what happens, you know, to make it a fun exercise. It doesn't have to be daunting. It doesn't have to be something that seems hard or unaffordable or whatever the case may be, just to show that, you know, this is very much achievable and will have a tremendous impact on your quality of life.
Well, you both mentioned, I'm sorry, go ahead, Mr. Minister.
Sorry to interject, but may just to strengthen Jimmy's point, the collaboration between the BCCI, between workplaces in general, between the private sector and all of society, really, and the government is paramount, is absolutely important. We want to encourage workplaces to introduce workplace wellness programs. We want them to play an active role in the improved health of their employees, of their team members. We cannot, as a government, do it alone. I mean, the government is in the process of introducing a lot more physical activities that will encourage group activity and group collaboration relative to physical activity and outdoor activity. But we also understand that we cannot do it alone, and we need for the private sector to introduce at their own respective levels and in their own individual ways. We need for them to introduce as many workplace wellness programs as possible. It's not just the physical activity, but also affording your employee base the ability to have healthier, to have access to the range of testing and screening, et cetera, encouraging healthy conversations from a mental health perspective, even internal discussions and dialogue, meetings, training relative to mental health and wellness, physical health and wellness, et cetera. We want to also encourage the private sector to offer healthier food options as well. And this is one that I think that we need to have a very sober conversation in Barbados relative to the food offerings in Barbados. We need to encourage the various manufacturers of food products, the persons who are cooking food products across our country and selling and distributing those food products. We want to encourage them to even start at this point in time, start to reformulate wherever possible, whereas you can reduce, even over time, reduce the amount of sodium that is placed within your meals, reduce the amount of sugar that's placed within your beverages and your meals, etc. So we're encouraging all of our persons who deal with food, whether it be from the manufacturing or the retailing perspective, we want them to offer healthier food options to our people. We also want them to encourage the private sector, that is, to encourage environments that really and truly that speak to physical activity within their own sphere, and of course, encouraging their employees to do it within on their own accord. We also understand that at the end of the day, when businesses make an investment in encouraging their employees to be more physically active and to be healthier relative to the NCD realities, they are able to contribute to the national effort to combat NCDs, and they benefit from improved productivity and, of course, they reduce their associated health care costs.
Mr. Clark, any response to all the encouragement from the minister?
Absolutely. This is, as Minister says, you know, this program is so broad and far-reaching and very deep, and requires in many ways a real culture change as to our approach to health and wellness in Barbados. And I'm really, you know, very excited to be, you know, working with the ministry to make this a reality and be part of this program. And so I certainly laud, you know, all of the efforts and programs and so on that the government is working on. And we're very, very pleased to be playing our part in all of that.
Well, we've heard the facts, the figures, the stats, the initiatives as we talk today on Let's Talk Business with the BCCI. And today we focused on the subject, Towards a Healthier Barbados, the National Fight Against NCDs. My guests were the Honourable Davidson Ishmael, Minister of State in the Ministry of Health and Wellness, and Mr. James Jimmy Clark, the President of the BCCI. Thank you both, gentlemen, and we look forward to hearing so much more from you on this important subject.
Thank you as well. It's a pleasure.
I encourage Barbados to get moving. And until next time, I'm Michelle Spencer. And on behalf of the BCCI, I wish you a good day.
That's it for another edition of Let's Talk Business with Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, BCCI. Join us again next time as we hear the perspectives of various subject matter experts and stay up to date on the challenges and solutions around emerging and current trends in business, policies, trade, and more. Let's Talk Business, brought to you by the Barbados Public Workers Cooperative Credit Union Limited.